How's the leg?
Good, thanks. Yeah, it's going well at the moment. Haven't had any problems with it for the past few weeks. So, I'm feeling pretty fit, and it hasn't bothered me at all. So I've got through a bit of training since coming back. So I feel good.
Is there any ongoing management with it?
No, not at the moment. The biggest thing is just getting my confidence back in it. Just jumping and landing on that leg. So I'm pretty confident with it at the moment. Other than that, yeah, it feels good.
How close to playing are you?
I reckon I'll be able to play this weekend. It feels good. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm pretty much 100%, if not close to it. So, it's just about building confidence back in it.
So you'll be on the plane to Perth?
Yep.
Okay. How excited are you about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've said this a few times. Like, you sort of get tired of playing against your own teammates, really. So it'd be good just to play against some other bodies and from other teams. So I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while, so I can't wait.
You said it's been good for a couple of weeks. Like, did you have some problem a couple of weeks ago?
Not really with the ankle, just a few niggles around it. Nothing to do with the ankle, really, but just been trying to manage some little niggles and some little stuff that just kept me out for about a week or so, a few days, but nothing really crazy. But
you talk about getting confidence, you know, back up, but how important will that first contest be, and I guess taking the first mark and landing on it in a sort of competitive...
I guess going into the game, I'll be thinking about it a lot. I guess when I do it, it'll just be, I guess, a bit of a relief. I just can't wait to go out there and attack the ball, really. It's, just another way to build my confidence and get this game out of the way and then feel good about myself going forward.
How much work have you done on building that confidence, training and building up from just running and jogging to actually attacking the footy?
A lot, yeah. I've done a lot. Since I broke my leg, since the off-season, I've just been doing a lot of extra stuff, just jumping on that leg and landing on that leg, and a lot of strength work around my calves and my Achilles and stuff like that. So, I've put all my trust in the strength and conditioning coaches, and they've just done me well, so I'm very lucky.
Have you had many hesitant thoughts in matches in, even against your own team?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot. Not really. Not even my first training back, I wasn't really thinking about it. Just the agility stuff around it, and I never really thought about it coming in. It's just landing on the leg. Sometimes I'll get a bit iffy, but I feel really good now, and I don't even think about it at all, really.
So. Did you play in the bracket match against North?
Yeah.
And how?
I did.
Felt okay?
Yeah, felt fine. Got through it. I was pretty easy. We had a few on the bench, so I got to swap, and I felt good. I felt fresh.
You played some really good football before you got injured. What are your expectations this year?
Thanks. pretty much just keep playing more games, building that confidence again. I reckon off last pre-season, coming into the games, I felt really confident in myself. So, get these two cracky matches out of the way and build that confidence back up so I can play better footy. Hopefully no injuries, touch wood, but, just footy, consistent footy, really.
Are you aware of the expectations around you and what you might be capable of delivering?
I've heard a few words here and there, but I don't really focus on that sort of stuff. I just want to play footy, help Big Hawk down to the forward line. So, can't wait.
Will there be any restriction on the time you play?
I'll probably sit down and talk to him on the day before. But, maybe a half, maybe three quarters. I'm not 100% sure, but it just depends on what they want out of me. But I feel good. I feel like I can play a full game. So,
Just forward?
Forward, I think they want me to do a few centre bounces, but we'll see how we go. We got a few tours coming in as well, see rock forward. Yeah, I don't mind.
There's a big emphasis this year on the centre bounces with the new rules. Do you sense you might have a few more centre bounces tendencies and a bit more time through the ruck?
Yeah, well, during match playing training and stuff, I've trained a lot up forward. I've done a few centre bounces here and there, but most of my training has been up forward, so they'll throw me in there like they did last year, I reckon, just to get up there and help the other ruckman out. But I don't mind at all, really. Wherever I play, wherever they want me, I'll do it. So,
and you find how do you think the 666 rule is going to go in terms of your game and playing? Yeah. Is that marking forward?
It'd be good for us forwards, especially Big Hawk and I up forward. we tend to get a lot of our marks in the 50 through isolation. So as long as we get one-on-ones up forward, and we can do that with a 6-6-6 formation. Yeah, a bit of isolation, get us one-on-one, and it would help us out a lot.
It's going to be a seriously different-looking forward six to the one you played in against Carlton.
Yeah, that's right.
Night, isn't it? How much looking forward to playing with the likes of Gary Rowan and Luke Dalhouse?
Yeah, I can't wait. They're both ripper blokes, and I guess they've come over and I've picked their brains from what they've learnt from their past clubs. And with Gary come from Sydney, and Dalhouse being a premiership player. So, they've been good in helping me out with my footy, and I just can't wait to play with them.
Were you ever a realistic chance of playing last year if Geelong had gone a bit further?
Yeah, so I did end up coming back, playing a couple of games in the VFL. But, I guess I just didn't... I could have played, but they just didn't show enough in a couple of VFL games that I played. But, yeah, mate, I can't wait to play round one.
Could you have any more work done after that VFL
game? I did. Yeah. Yep.
So what did that involve?
Yeah, so I got a bit of a clean-up, It's pretty much just taking all the screws and the plates out, really. A bit of a scrape in there where something was annoying me while I was kicking, but coming off that surgery, I feel so much better than when I did my first surgery. So,
And that surgery was not long after that VFL
game? I'm saying a week, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. But, I just wanted to get it done straight away so I could go away for the off-season. So, I pretty much got my surgery done. I was in a moon boot in about 9 days, and then I was walking again, so it was pretty easy.
And how about photo day today? A bit like school photo day, being amongst the boys in this environment.
Yeah, that's right. Now, a few of the boys look forward to this. They got a few haircuts. I heard a few of the boys got a haircut really early this morning. So
in the gym as well.
Yep. A few boys are still in the gym doing probably the biceps and that, but I won't name names. But
oh,
yeah, a few of the boys get very excited. Too excited.